On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst. My brothers and sisters, that's the beautiful image of divine mercy. That Jesus comes into the very presence of the disciples when their darkness was greatest. They had been darkened out of fear of mistreatment by the Jews. They had been darkened by doubt. And they had been darkened through their sins. And that is why whenever we look upon the image of divine mercy like this one up front, and if you've never seen one before, please, after Mass, come up and look upon this. Because Christ is surrounded by darkness as He's stepping forward. As He's trying to engage us, He's coming to you and to me, as He's just coming to these apostles. In the midst of being locked up, in the darkness of fear, of doubt, and sin. And the thing is as Christ enters into this very room, you can see, yes, their amazement, but maybe even too, their fear becomes even more heightened. Their awareness of their sins becomes even more clear because now they're seeing the one who has been raised from the dead, who they abandoned. Who they just simply said, you know what, I would rather run away from Christ. I would rather run away from the cross than face mistreatment. I would rather hide in my sins. And now Christ comes into that very room. He comes stepping forward to the ones He loves. And there could be in the depths of their heart thinking, how bad am I going to be punished? How bad is God going to strike me down for abandoning Him? And this is the greatest part of divine mercy. Christ looks at the ones He loves and He says, peace be with you. What Jesus is saying is that I have not come to strike you down. I have not come to cast you off. I have not abandoned you. But I'm right here now in your midst. In the midst of your darkness, of your fear, of your doubt, of your sinfulness, I come to you to cast that out. Because I offer you peace. My peace. Not the peace that the world gives. Because the peace that the world gives is one that just says, you know what, make sure you just get along. Make sure things are just kind of hunky-dory. I pulled out hunky-dory, wow. But make sure, no, peace here, what Christ is speaking of in His own language, would have been shalom. That is the fullness of life. That's what I give you. I give you everything that I have. I give you my love. I give you my compassion. I give you my mercy. I give you every virtue. I give you every grace. I share with you my divine life. That is shalom, peace. I want that to be filled into your hearts because as my mercy comes to you, I want to cast out this darkness. I don't want you to fear anymore. I don't want you to have any relish of a thought of doubt. And your sins, those I want to wash away. Those I want to remove. Because there's no room for any of those things when my peace is placed in your hearts. When my divine life is given to you. And my brothers and sisters, that's what we're celebrating on this very Sunday. When we hear this very gospel, we see why this is now known as Divine Mercy Sunday. Christ coming to His ones that He loves. To drive out their fear. Or to maybe to Thomas to drive out his doubt. And of course to all of them to remove their sins. And thus He breathes on them, giving them the power as they receive His mercy to become merciful, to be able to go out and to forgive sins, to remove them from the lives of others. My brothers and sisters, this divine mercy then has been passed on to His apostles and thus to all the bishops and priests who are their successors, who have followed in that very line for 2,000 years. That is why, how amazing it is that at this very moment, divine mercy is available to you and to me through Father Andrew and through Father Adam in the very confessional. Because when we enter in there, we enter into with the darkness of our sins. I don't know about you, but there's times that I enter in there fearful that I have to acknowledge what I've done wrong. There's a sense of a doubt maybe even too. It's like, God, can you really forgive what I just did? I'm a horrible sinner. Even as a priest. And as I come before you in that very confessional, as I kneel before one of your priests, it is Jesus who comes. And He steps towards me just like He will step towards you, each of you, and to be able to say, peace be with you. Do not fear to confess your sins, but bring them to me, because I want to wash them away. I want to fill you with my peace, with my love, with my divine life, just like I did to the apostles when they were held captive in that very room. I want my divine mercy to continue to shower upon the people that I love, each and every single person here at Blessed Sacrament. I want my peace to be placed in my disciples. That's the essence of divine mercy. That is what we see when Christ is coming to you and to me. And it is in that very divine mercy then that we are called to place our trust. To be able in essence to say then, Jesus, I trust in you. Not in anything else, not in power, not in fame, not in riches, but I simply trust you, Jesus, because you're the one who dispels my fears, who casts out all doubt, who removes my sins, and fills me with the one thing I long, the one thing I desire more than anything else, your divine love. And so, my brothers and sisters, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, Jesus approaches you and He approaches me. He wants us to receive His divine mercy, so that filled with His mercy, then we may too be instruments of His mercy in the love that we share with one another, the peace that we are able to give to others, so that the divine life may be not just happening here, but everywhere we go. Because as Christ approaches you and me, He wants to approach others through you and me. That the reservoir of His grace that is within us becomes overflowing and shared with those around us. And as we approach our Lord then in this Eucharist, may we experience the very essence of God's peace, His divine life, that He wants to place in you and me. And may we share that very peace with one another. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.